Content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Anik Ogal from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from 17 Magazine, the July-August 2017 issue. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached at kiwanisfoundation.org. Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome back. The July-August issue of 17 Magazine has a lot of really neat articles about friendship. And this first one we're going to be talking about is, entitled Friendship by Claire Thorpe. Friendship Decoded, in brackets. Did you know that everything from why you click with your BFF to how you deal with drama in your crew can largely be explained by science? Get ready for a breakdown of all things bestie. Chemistry lesson. All right, the instant connection you get with a crush? Well, it happens with friends too. Sure, you may both share a Harry Styles obsession, but chances are the pull runs deeper than that. Number one, first impressions count. Think about what it feels like to click with someone. Want to know what makes that happen? Tens of thousands of years ago, humans had to determine ASAP if someone was a physical threat. So our bodies developed, quote, quick decision wiring. Today, we likely still respond that way, according to Kelly Campbell, Ph.D., an associate professor of psychology at California State University, who has researched friendship chemistry. When you meet someone new, you immediately, and often subconsciously, go through a big, could this person be my friend, checklist, asking yourself questions so you can figure out his or her initial vibe. Does this person seem trustworthy? Fun? Are they into the same things I am? Whether you get BFF butterflies or you aren't really feeling it, that first impression will stick. Full disclosure, just because you're smitten at first doesn't mean the feeling will last forever. And if you're not, it doesn't mean you won't grow closer. Later. Number two. Friends are like family. Seriously, though, researchers at Yale and the University of California found that friends tend to share around 1% of the same DNA. It may not sound like much, but it's as close a relation as a fourth cousin. The experts' theory for why you end up hitting it off? It has to do with the ease of getting along with those who feel familiar. And if you and your friends seem to be drawn to the same fragrances, that's no coincidence. The gene that friends most often share is connected to the sense of smell. Number three, chemistry lesson. Chemistry isn't everything. You don't have to be distantly related or feel an immediate spark to form a bestie bond. If you're having trouble making friends, you can actually hack your body's chemical response. Start by smiling. We're wired to tune in to other people's positive emotions. So you're more likely to spark a friendship while rocking a grin. And keep this odd fact in mind. Eating the same food promotes trust between new friends. So copy his or her Chipotle order, and you could be long-lasting BFFs. All right, and now, IRL versus online. Science shows there are real pros and cons to where you interact with friends. The good, IRL, gives you all the feels. A study of teens revealed that you experience the strongest connections and get the most emotional support from the people you see day to day. You also trust them more too. Online makes you feel 100. Reading a personalized comment has been shown to give an instant happiness boost, so pay it forward and type away. And no, tapping the like button doesn't have the same effect. IRL is good for self-care. Nothing beats an in-person meetup. A study found that people who have face-to-face contact with friends are less likely to suffer from depression. And now the bad. Online can be clicky. You may follow tons of friends on social media, but research reveals that you engage most with the people who share your views. Call it a BFF bubble. IRL clicks also have downsides, but you knew that. IRL becomes kind of fake. When you're part of a big squad, it's easy to spend a lot of time with people who aren't actually your friends. Research shows that half of the people in your crew probably don't consider you a bestie. And finally, online is breakup central. According to a survey conducted by Pew Research Center, 63% of teen girls who use social media have unfriended an ex-pal. Ouch. All right, so the next one is called social circle in brackets. Circle is in brackets. Hanging out in a group can be complicated. So many people, so many personalities. Here's how to deal with each type. All right, so the flaky one. She bails on movie night, cancels lunch plans last minute, and is late every time you meet up. Ugh. You feel annoyed. How to deal? When we silently struggle with anger, it eventually turns into resentment, and things can get ugly fast. So next time she ghosts, tell her you miss her when she doesn't show. She might not know how much it bothers you. The popular one. She's fun, she initiates plans, and she always knows the best spots to chill. You feel basic and jealous. How to deal? Jealousy is natural, but if you're having trouble brushing it off, focus on a positive, says Kayla, 16, from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. When I see my BFF only as the, quote, popular girl, I remind myself of something kind that she's done for me. That helps me focus on the real person, not a persona. The frenemy. She flirts with your crush, buys the dress you want, and puts you down, quote, as a joke. You feel insecure. How to deal? First, the love-hate relationship may feel exhausting, but studies prove frenemies help us become better problem solvers. Translation, you're winning. Second, keep your cool, says Sky, 18, from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. She probably wants attention, and when she doesn't get it, she'll move on. The negative one. No matter how psyched you're feeling, she always finds a way to bring the mood down by dissing herself, her parents, teachers, your style, anything. It's exhausting. You feel drained. How to deal? When she's complaining, ask if she actually feels better by talking to you. This casually opens the door for her to see how negative she's being. She may not even realize it. The brutally honest one. She tells it like it is, except you don't always want to hear that your outfit is lame. You feel hurt. How to deal? The best defense is to stop her before she starts and to set up some expectations. If you need to rant, begin with this. I know you want to tell me I'm being extra, but I'm just looking for a judgment-free zone right now. Cool? And finally, the old friend. You've known each other forever, and though you may not have much in common now, she's still got your back. You feel content. How to deal? This friendship may feel low maintenance, but it's easy to take longtime friends for granted. Alicia, 17, from Westchester, Pennsylvania, has a great idea for keeping things fresh. My BFF and I create a new tradition every year. Once it was Milkshake Mondays. That one was my favorite. Okay, and this next article says, no more, in brackets, drama. According to a 17 poll, these are your biggest friend problems. We've got the fixes, too. One, the issue. She's always doing something on social media that annoys you, from posting pics of you that you hate to writing backhanded comments online. What to do? Work out a code. Agree that you'll either check with each other before you post or that you'll take down a pic if the other isn't cool with it. When it comes to posts that rub you the wrong way, remember that things online often get lost in translation. What did she mean when she used that emoji? So, make a pact that you'll always talk things out in person. Two, the issue. You're cool with most people in your friend group, but there's one girl who always sort of bothers you. What to do? Remind yourself friendships require a level of intimacy that you don't share with just anyone. That connection leaves you vulnerable, which is why your closest friends can rub you the wrong way. Here's what not to do. Talk to the rest of the group about how the person bugs you. Instead, discuss it with her one-on-one. Avoiding the issue will only make you feel worse. Tell her you want to resolve things because your friendship is important. 3. The issue. There's someone you really like, and your friend is into the same person. What to do? This is not a new problem, and the fix is always the same. Friendships come first. Feelings and crushes are always changing, so a fling definitely isn't worth losing a solid bestie over. Rather than sneaking around with the person you both like, own how you feel. That means talking to your BFF about the situation. Maybe she doesn't know about your crush or isn't as interested as you think she is. If it turns out that you are digging the same guy or girl, ideally, you'd both back off and make a date with each other instead. 4. The issue. I don't agree with her take on politics. How can she think like that? What to do? It's hard when someone sees the world so differently from you, but remember that people have political beliefs for all sorts of reasons, and they're coming from a place that makes sense to them. If you can have a healthy debate and listen to each other without taking things personally, then go for it. If that's not possible and you find yourself getting upset, the best thing is to agree to disagree and keep political chat out of your friendship. You can be close friends with someone and still have different opinions. And the next one says, in brackets, your opinion. Does squad size matter? As told to Riley Cardoza. One girl says, I love having tons of friends. And the other one says, I prefer just one, thanks. All right, I love having tons of friends. I was shy in middle school and didn't really have any friends. In high school, I got close to a couple of people who helped me feel more confident in who I was. Our group grew to about 8 girls and 5 guys. It was then that I realized how amazing it is to surround yourself with so many people who support you. I also love being exposed to many different interests, perspectives, and personalities. If I get a bad grade or get into a fight with my parents, there's always someone who understands or can help me see things from another angle. Still, I know groups can come with drama. To avoid that, we don't take sides or place blame, and we allow those with an issue to work it out. And that's from Kelsey 15, Los Angeles, California. Now, Amaris, who is 17 from Chicago, Illinois, says, I prefer just one, thanks. I cannot be in a group because there is an expectation that you always have to hang out together. I used to have a big group of friends, but when I'd make plans with someone else, they'd ask where I was. And after that, they'd get together and not invite me. Also, I like that when you're dealing with just one friend, you know they're genuine and saying yes or no to your plans because they want to see you, not because of the group. In my experience, the communication with one bestie is better, too. It feels like you're having a conversation, not just small talk. The relationship feels special because it's all yours. That doesn't mean you can't connect in groups in a group setting. It's just not my thing. All right, and here is an article entitled Friends with Benefits. Having a bestie comes with some major health perks. Peace out, anxiety. We all need support when the going gets tough. And research shows that being around a close friend during a negative experience can help build resilience. So next time you have a bad day, you know who to call. FitSPO forever. Turns out exercise is contagious. Seeing your BFF get active makes it more likely for you to put on your own sneakers. And when you see a friend accomplish a fitness goal, that's motivating too. Yay to Z's! A study of college students found that the lonelier someone felt, the more likely they were to have restless sleep patterns. Meanwhile, those who felt connected to others slept more soundly. Clearly, they're also avoiding group chats in the middle of the night. Pain relief. Like, literally. A study last year showed that people with larger IRL social networks have a higher pain threshold. When we meet up with a bestie, we get that feel-good factor and our brain releases endorphins. Oh, joy! Well, obviously, we all know a good chat with a BFF gives us warm fuzzies, but there is a physiological reason behind it. Being emotionally close to a friend increases levels of the hormone progesterone, which makes you feel happy. Best E, brain booster. Even just a 10-minute gab sesh can make you smarter. Studies reveal that social interaction leads to short-term improvement in mental function. Now remember that before you take a test this fall. Grade A worthy. Research found adolescents who had more friends in their own school rather than outside of it scored a higher GPA. The reason? You support and share one another's studies and school achievements. All right, this article is When Eating Healthy, quote unquote, Messes with Your Skin. These wellness trends can affect you in weird ways, by Fiona Embleton. 1. Dairy free. Whether you've ditched milk products because you're lactose intolerant or you're cautious about the dairy acne connection, studies have shown there's a link. Sipping soy drinks instead could lead to a new or increased breakout. That's because they often contain added sugar to match the natural sweetness of milk, and that sugar can kickstart a process called glycation, which damages collagen and can make conditions like acne or rosacea worse. Fix it. Swap soy for an unsweetened almond or hazelnut milk that is sugar-free and fortified with calcium. And apply a daily dose of topical vitamin C to keep your collagen strong. Try mixing 2 drops of this Clinique Booster into your moisturizer in the AM and PM. And this Clinique Booster is called Clinique Fresh Pressed Daily Booster with Pure Vitamin C. 10% is actually what it says, and it's for $19.50 at Clinique.com. All right, the other eating healthy thing, number 2, vegan. There are plenty of reasons why your skin will thank you for switching to a plant-based diet. Improved circulation and all those antioxidants, to name a few. But there are downsides. Fruits and vegetables contain compounds known as oxalates, which are like natural pesticides. When consumed in large quantities, they can fuel inflammation in the body and gut, says Christy L. King, RDN. This can lead to tiredness, which shows up on your face as dull skin and dark circles. Fix it. Up your intake of olive oil and almonds for their anti-inflammatory omega-3 and omega-6 essential fatty acids. And add a nightly retinol treatment like this one. It speeds up the skin's natural exfoliation process, creating a glow and reducing breakouts. Number 3, high protein. Consuming more meat to help fuel you through sports practice? The more protein you eat, the more waste your kidneys need to process. Healthy kidneys should be able to adapt. But if you have reduced kidney function or kidney disease, it can lead to dehydration, and that's bad news for your skin. The body has to rob your tissues of water to flush out the waste, says King. Fix it. Stick to the recommended daily allowance of protein, about 54 grams a day. That's about the equivalent of a large chicken breast. If you're adding more to your meals, drink extra water to compensate. To treat dehydrated skin, opt for moisturizers containing hyaluronic acid, like Garnier's Above, and that is a Skin Active Moisture Balm, and by Garnier, which holds on to water like a sponge. Well, it's hot enough to still be wearing sandals for quite a few, well, at least for a couple more months, I would imagine. So here is something to do about blisters when you wear sandals. This is from Beauty News Feed. These hot new products will basically change your life, by Kate Foster. What blisters? Say hello to pain-free sandal season with Pre-Heels Spray. It's called Pre-Heels! Spray it on ankles or toes to create a clear, chafe-proof barrier between cute new shoes and your feet. And it's about $15 at preheels.com. And some yummy summer scents. Find your fave flavor, then spritz on the sweetness. There's DKNY Nectar Love, Honey. This vanilla and honeycomb perfume practically flirts with your crush for you. DKNY Nectar Love, Eau de Parfum is, oh my goodness, $98 for 3.4 ounces at Ulta stores. Prada Candy. Want an instant sugar rush? This bottle is like a cherry lollipop in fragrance form. And that's by Prada Candy Gloss, 96 stars for 2.7 ounces. And finally, fruit. Pear and grapefruit smell as delish in a perfume as they do IRL. And this is from Coach, Eau de Toilette, $92 for 3 ounces at Macy's. And then Magic Wands. It's time to make big mascara bummers, hard-to-reach hairs, and dry out disappear. So MAC Cosmetics Bold and Bad Lash for $23 has 2 built-in brushes, a dense one for plumping up top lashes and a small one for bottom fringe precision. Ensures every hair gets coated. And then finally, Unicorn Hair Don't Care. Bright dye that actually washes out. It seems as unreal as a mythical creature until now. With this hair makeup, you can get a purple, red, or rose gold mane instantly, then go back to natural with one shampoo. P.S. The sponge tip is perf for creating cool streaks or an ombre effect. And that's by Clairol, Color Crave Hair Makeup in Brilliant Amethyst. And that's $11 at CVS stores. All right, well, we've talked about your journal, maybe over the summer, so here's something super fun. All right, this is Goodbye, BYE from 17. Would you rather, and you can put this in your journal if you want, live in a froyo shop or have your own ice cream truck? Would you rather get raccoon eye, 10 lines, or a zebra stripe sunburn on your body? Drink a spoonful of your own sweat or hug a super sweaty stranger? Have a bathing suit wedgie that can't be picked or permanently have sand in your bathing suit bottoms? Go on vacay with your summer crush or take a road trip with your BFFs? Own your own 100 pairs of sunglasses or 100 pairs of spun sandals? Get thrown into the pool fully clothed or get caught skinny dipping? All right, be a dolphin or be a sea otter. Put it in your journal. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Teen Magazines. I hope you have enjoyed them. Well, the articles. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Aniko Gal, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleradioreadingservice.org. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached at kiwanisfoundation.org. So long, until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Have a great rest of August.